My name is Craig Hazaro. I'm the proprietor with Sojourn Cellars, and I'm going to talk about native fermentation. So in the winemaking process, we are effectively taking grapes that are about 25% sugar, and we are going to take those grapes and make them 0% sugar. And in the process of the fermentation, the alcohol, sugar is going to get converted to alcohol, and the alcohol is going to go from about zero to about 14%. There's a couple of different ways and a couple of different tools that winemakers have to achieve that process. It's important, every winemaker uses yeast, and there's a couple of different ways to do this. Way number one, the more traditional method, is to simply go buy yeast and to use a traditional yeast, add it into the process to start the fermentation. And the reason why winemakers like to add yeast and add a packaged yeast is because the packaged yeast adds a lot of control into the process. These yeasts have been formulated over years. They know how they're going to act. They know what kind of aromatics they're going to end up with on the backside. And it is a very predictable style of creating a fermentation. On the other hand, a native fermentation is created by simply using the yeast that's available, you know, on the skins of the grapes, on the walls of the winery, on the barrels, on the floors, on the equipment, etc., and effectively just allowing the grapes to naturally warm up as they naturally warm up into the 60s and 70s, and to allow a spontaneous fermentation to start and to go through a fermentation process like that. It's risky, you don't have the control, but most winemakers agree, although not everyone's willing to take the risk, that there are significant benefits on the backside, especially in the area of aromatics. And that's why Sojourn has decided to do all of our fermentations as native only, and we're willing to take that risk.